Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers to share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover a blogger that is just right for you. And today, we'll be speaking with life coach and motivational speaker, Mona Wellington, author of Happily Never After. And we'll tell you a little bit about Mona. With her engagement was broken off just days before her wedding, Mona was forced to deal with the heartache, embarrassment, and financial ramifications that ensued. Citing it as the toughest experience of her life, Mona is now turning to help others fight through their own relationship struggles and triumphs in their time of need. And today we'll be discussing how to create your own happily ever after, no matter where you are in your life. So welcome, Mona.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here today.
It's our pleasure, Mona. And you know, that left at the altar story, basically. That had to have been tough.
Actually, I think it was one of the most difficult situations that I've ever had to deal with in my adult life so far. It was very difficult to get over.
And now that you have gotten over it, you're using your experience to help other people. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good. Now, what is Happily Ever After? You know, I mean, we talk about it. It's in fairy tales at the end of stories, and everyone wants to be, married happily ever after, or living a life happily ever after. What would you define that as, and how do you discover what your own happily ever after actually is?
I think for me, it just came with a lot of self-reflecting and therapy and a spiritual counsel and just trying to figure out who I was as a person. Who am I? Because I think for a lot of young girls, when we're growing up, we read the fairy tales and we hear about Prince Charming that's going to come and save you and everything is going to be okay and you're going to live in this castle. Well, when my Prince Charming didn't make it to the altar, it kind of, you know, threw me out of whack. So for me, it became a constant search for me to just figure out who I am. And once that I figured out who I was and that, you know, being married and having a child is not a prerequisite for your happiness. It's not being a mother, being a wife doesn't determine who you are as a person. So you have to figure out who you are as a person and what makes you happy. And it's just a journey that I think each individual has to go through at their own pace. But for me, it's just everyday positive self-thinking, working on how to love myself. I've even gone so far as to take my own self out on dates just to figure out how do I want to be treated. I have to treat myself the way that I would want other people to treat me.
Right. Well, nothing wrong with going out on a date with yourself. I think that is actually, I recommend it for people. You know, you might as well go out and on a date by yourself. Now, what is standing in someone's way? You know, I mean, they're living their life and they think they're happy, but inside they're not happy. But what typically stands in someone's way from trying to figure out what their happily ever after is?
I think a lot of it is media. It's people around us. I don't know anyone doesn't look at someone else's life and say, oh, I wish I had this, or oh, I wish I had that. It's mm-hmm. on the other side of the fence, green syndrome. It always looks greener over there. But you have to figure out what makes you happy. And once you figure that out, even if it's something as small as just sitting down and reading a good book, or, of course, going on your website and reading all your fabulous blogs and listening to these recordings. But whatever makes you happy, you have to hold on to that. And I think happiness is something that we have to daily fight for. We all have issues. You can wake up in the morning and feel great, get in the car and have road rage, and that just took your happy away. But it's something that we have to fight for on a daily basis, and it's a conscious decision to remain happy regardless of the negative things that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. So how important is this attitude? Is this, you know, this positive way of looking at things, the perception? How important is that attitude to lifestyle health, whether it's your weight, your emotional health, all of that? How important is having the right attitude?
it all comes into play is if you have stinking thinking, which is negative thinking, it's going to affect you on every different level. It's going to affect you emotionally with your relationships. It's going to affect you spiritually and how you just see things on a daily basis. It's going to affect you physically with your eating or maybe your drinking habits or smoking or whatever, how you see yourself financially. When you're negative thinking, it affects how you are able to deal with your money, stress at work. So it literally affects you in every area of your life. And it's up to each individual to say, hey, I'm taking a stand today. I am fighting to remain positive regardless of what challenges you face.
Right, because it's hard. And you're bombarded. Yeah, but every day there's so much out there that can trip up your happiness. So,
every day.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're in that moment, when someone cuts you off and you just cannot even deal with someone cutting you off at that very moment, you're late to work, whatever it may be, when you're feeling that your happiness slip away, what's something that you can do to hold on to it?
I will tell you what I do, which works for me. I breathe. I take a deep breath. Sometimes I have to count to 10. If it's a really, really, really bad situation, sometimes I have to count to 20 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will hum my favorite song to myself. I will sing out loud. When I'm in my car, I'm probably the insane people that people see on the street in the car dancing and singing really loud. That's what I do in Houston traffic to keep myself kind of calm. But you just have to take that deep breath. Count, hum, sing, quote your favorite quote, your favorite scripture, whatever you can to kind of refocus that energy back to something that's positive, something that you feel like you can control. So even when negative thoughts begin to come into your mind, you change that negative thinking into something positive.
Now, what are some of your tips for healing after a breakup?
Well, the first thing for healing is to forgive yourself. Like, that is always the first thing when we get into a situation like, oh, I can't believe I did this. Why am I in this situation? I wish I would have done this differently. It first starts off with forgiving yourself. Once you forgive yourself, the rest of it kind of falls into play. And, of course, I always say with anything, if you feel like you need to seek out counseling through a therapist, a clergy member or whatever, I do definitely encourage that. But I think the first step is forgiving yourself. The second step is forgiving the person who caused the offense. And that's real simple. People tell you all the time, you just need to say, I'm going to forgive this person. No, not quite. Sometimes you have to fake it until you can make it, which is when a negative thought about that person comes into your mind, changing it to something positive. I could sit here and tell you all the negative things about my ex-fiance, but I choose not to. I choose to reflect on simple things about him that I still like even today. He always smelled great. He was a snazzy dresser. So I choose to focus on the positive things about him instead of the negative things so that I can continue to stay in my place of healing.
So great. So forgive yourself. Forgive the offender, the person who crossed you or whatever it might be.
Right.
And just stay positive. Great.
And
yeah,
believe that each and every person, I believe everyone who was created, you're unique. You're special, and you definitely deserve to obtain your happily ever after. That is not based on your relationship with someone else. It's all based on who you are as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Everyone's different. So you don't need to be married with children to be happy and find your happily ever after. You don't. So, well, Mona, thank you so much for being here. I want to invite all of our listeners, if you'd like to connect with Mona Wellington, learn more about her book, Happily Never After, you can do so. You can visit her website at happilyneverafter.info, not .com, happilyneverafter.info. And thanks again, Mona, for being here.
No, thank you.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.